Right now at Lowe's, get savings you won't believe on our top Whirlpool appliances. Save $1,200 on Whirlpool Gold stainless steel four-door refrigerators, now only $1,299. Or clean up with savings of $600 on Whirlpool Cabrio high-efficiency top-load washers and dryers. Get the pair for $998. Plus, get an additional 5% off every day when you use your Lowe's consumer credit card or any Lowe's business credit account. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid through 11/14. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to Angels and Prosperity Radio with Deborah, to our beautiful show, Oneness Consciousness 1111. I am ecstatic. You can start feeling into my energy, and I want you to join me in the celebration of this day and what it means and what it's going to mean for us as we share this hour together. I am just popping with excitement, and I'm so excited to be relaunching my show. Really, this is a beautiful energetic portal of a day, and it could be just another day for someone, or it could be a celebration, and I want us to all come in collectively feeling and sensing this and seeing this as a collective celebration, a collective joining really into that oneness consciousness. It's super, super, super exciting. So as we join together today, we're going to be connecting with other people on this planet in celebration and in opening up to this wave of energy that's shifting the evolutionary consciousness on our planet and beyond. That's an interesting topic there. It's a whole nother show, but for today, this is a really big deal for me, and I hope it is for you. And for me, I just feel like it's Christmas. For some of you, it might be Hanukkah or whatever you celebrate. I'm Christmas excited for those of you who know me well. And for those of you who don't know me well, it might be new to me, new to my show, new to my work. I want to introduce myself. My name is Deborah Atian Wilson, and I specialize in working with the realm of the angels. I've completely come out of the closet, and I'm here to say I speak angel. And I'm sure glad I do, because it's changed my life. My soul's purpose is to help people just like you and me. And I want to repeat that, just like you, just like me, to wake up spiritually and not only understand what's possible for us, but really to have our unique gifts and dreams actualized on this material plane. And that's a big distinction, because we can hold these dreams and we can see these visions, and yet they don't manifest. And so what is that difference in someone's lives between just the dream and then bringing that dream into reality? And that's something that I love to support people with. I'm a contemporary spiritual teacher and a healer, and I use my intuitive abilities to inspire and to teach people how to live prosperously in every area of their life. So just not just a monetary piece, but beyond that, in everything, your romantic life, your business life, everything is an aspect of the divine in you. And so basically, are you letting it express itself through you? So years ago, as many of you know, I'll give a little synopsis. You can go back to my very first show where I tell this in much more detail. But just to get to know me and get a feel for me and why I'm here and why I'm passionate about this, I really had a life-altering illness. And at that time, a profound encounter with the angels when I was really feeling like I was dying. My beautiful energy was definitely dull. And in a nutshell, at that time, I was told that a better life was waiting for me. And for me, that was good news. There was so much hope and love that came through. That experience totally changed my life. It was one of many along the way, what we often call a wake-up call. And in that wake-up call, I began to trust. I began to trust that inner guidance. I began to trust the voice and voices that came to me and the ideas and inspiration. And because of that, I was actually able to heal my body and begin the dramatic shift in my consciousness. It didn't happen overnight. You know, I didn't have this spontaneous, I'm going to call it the Buddha awakening. But I don't think he did either, so that's okay too, right? But anyways, that changed me both personally, and also it changed me for my professional life forever. So for those of you who are new to me and don't know about my website, it is called angelsandprosperity.com, and you can find out much more about my work and my offerings. And I'm here to jump into what we're going to do today. And so with that, I have a huge announcement. I know many of you know about that. It's something I've been co-creating with Spirit and with others. And I want to tell you later in the program what this is going to mean for you as an individual, as well as what it means for all of us collectively. It's really big stuff, and it's really been fun and uncomfortable and challenging, and I wouldn't trade it for the world. I really feel like, you know, you have that feeling like you can feel something wanting to birth. You feel that there's something you're meant to do. We all, you know, we have that in us, all of us, and we all have this unique expression of something we are to bring. And honestly, if I left the planet after this radio show and this offering, I would feel like, okay, I brought that to life, and that would be enough. Of course, I think of my children, and that would have been enough too. But from a professional soul purpose beyond my family experiences, to bring what I'm bringing today is massive to me. It's really huge. So since we're here in this 1111 collective beautiful energy, let's just collectively tune into each other. I'm going to tune into each one of you and your frequencies, whether you're live or you're doing this via archive later, iTunes. To me, we are all here together in this moment in time. And so let's bring in this idea of connecting into each other, like who else is here with us celebrating, and bringing in this whole full spectrum of a white, really like a golden white light into our field together. So right now, I am surrounding. I'm like, if I had wings, I would bring them around each and every one of you and just really allow you to feel into all the love that's coming through from the angelic realm to you and through me, and just connecting that all together like this beautiful golden thread or golden chain. So you can, from this moment forward, begin to breathe in, begin to allow into your crown, through your heart, through your very being, just this beautiful, complex, sacred, full spectrum white light that really represents love. So I'm going to ask you, if you're willing, to go ahead and do that now. You might even want to close your eyes, place a hand on your heart, and just breathe that in, because it's for you and it is you. So as we do that together, just thanking you for your presence and for this beautiful, fun day together. So let's start with this whole 1111 thingy. Like, what is this all about? So many of us notice this combination of numbers, and frequently many of us begin to claim that number, right? We're like, that's my number. I see it. You may have said that. You may see other people saying that about this number or other numbers. And in a sense, it really is true. It is their number. But collectively, it's true for all of us as well. It's all of our numbers. And I want to tell you a little bit more about that. Every single number and combination of numbers, as well as really everything, is energy, right? I'm just going to assume we're all going to agree on that right now. I'm just going to make an assumption. But anyways, the numbers are embedded with specific frequencies. And wonderfully for us, and thank God, at some point the angels revealed to me, they're like, Deborah, you don't have to know what the specific meanings are. You just need to recognize them. Like, just recognize that in an odd moment you happen to look at the clock or see a license plate or whatever it is for you, that some type of energy is pulling you towards that moment, right? And what is that energy? To me, it's love, it's God, it's source, it's all those beautiful names that we use to represent this divine oneness. And so I like to look at this frequency. You know, when I was actually writing up this new site and writing this book in regards to this, I liken it to my mom's whistle. When I was a little girl and I was playing outside with my friends and my brother, my mom had this certain whistle, right? And her whistle had a certain frequency. And that frequency, man, I was tuned to it, right? And I could hear it from very, very, very far away. And I knew it was time to go home. And so I would go home. And so to me, this 1111 is our call, our return to our real home. And that home is a state of awareness right now where we are. It's a call to reawaken to who we really are and what we're truly capable of. Again, that's a big deal. So you can think of 1111 as your whistle, as the holiest, if you will, mother and father, if we're going to personify the oneness, the godliness, the goddessness. It's your call home. And just merely seeing that frequency begins to stir you and awaken you. And I love that. That's so exciting. And that's why this day people are so excited to be sharing. So this 1111 really, again, is it's an invitation. And the interesting thing, it's an individual choice. So you have an invitation. It's like a party invitation. And you're at choice to go, right? Your choice to ignore the invitation, to respond to the invitation, to show up. Like, you might be saying yes, but then you don't show up to the party. So think of it as an invitation and what you want to do with it. Do you want to go to the party? Do you want to say yes? Do you want to go dress up in your finest and your best? Yeah, great, and go have a good time. So it's an individual choice, and that's really important in this new frequency that we're all have been and are more deliberately moving into. It's a choice to move out of the frequency, and it is a frequency, too, of separation or victim consciousness, and for all of us to make that individual choice to return our collective awareness, our individual awareness, to the oneness, what people call the oneness consciousness. So this invitation today, of course, is not the only one. It's not just today. It's happening 24/7. It's been happening since the moment we birthed onto this planet. So to me, today and all of this is just a celebration of all the various levels of awakening. And, you know, that's a very egoic word to say, levels, because we need that for our human understanding. But if it's in frequency form, whatever level you want to adjust and feel you are, it's a call for us to go deeper. So many of us, of course, you're here, you're listening to this. I know you're awake. Do you want to awaken to a deeper level? Do you want to go higher? We like to say higher. We like to assume, you know, and say in our human way that heaven is above us, when in sense, right, it's all around us, it's within us. So today is that deeper calling. And do you want to wake up even more than wherever you are right in this moment? Maybe there's some of you who are listening that are like, I don't even know what you're talking about. Now, I just set an alarm for myself, and it is here in Boulder, Colorado, at 11:11. I played some harp music. I've never done that on my show before, but had my sweetie remind me, why don't you do a moment? So let's just take a moment. Knowing that wherever you are in the world hearing this, no matter where you are in this country, in this state, maybe you're in the city of Boulder with me, right now here in Boulder, it's 11:11. So let's just allow our hearts in this moment with a beautiful breath to expand out even more so. You know, let's intend that anything that we have that's holding us back, that's preventing us from moving forward in our awakening, that we just collectively hold a light for each other in this moment, that we're calling for something bigger. We're calling for something more dramatic, more delicious in our life. So I love that. I'm so glad I set that interesting timer at that time. Perfect timing. So let me take a little bit of water because I'm going to be talking fast and I have so much to share with you. So many people are connecting this portal of energy, today's 11:11, if you will, experience, to the Mayan calendar. And I know if you read this show's description, one of the things that the beautiful angels, my guides, said, we need to talk about that. And I'm like, okay, I want to say right out, I am not an expert in the Mayan calendar. I don't spend a lot of energy really necessarily looking at or figuring out or anything because I don't need to. And for whatever reason, I just don't need to. However, I know it's up for people and I know it's come into my conversations with people. And so really, I just asked, what do we need to know? So in this moment in time, right now, right after we just hit our 11:11 here in Boulder, you know, what is it that you need to know about the end of the Mayan calendar, right? What has it brought up for you? What has it stirred? So, and there's a lot of variation here. And really, I mean, people are doing shows and writing books, and there's so much here. That's not my forte. It's not what I'm to do. But I can bring you the gift, if you will, the offering from the angelic realm of what they want you to know. And it's so fascinating what they answer. So, so fascinating. So let's just kind of briefly do some non-angelic info. So this is the stuff you can find on the website. It's the idea. I have some friends who basically say that calendar ended October 28th of this year, so last month. And then we have friends and people in the world, some agreeing to that, and others who basically say it will end in December of next year. So again, depending on who you talk to or what articles you read or what books or whatever, most people are going for this December 21st, 2012. Okay, so what do we do with that information? And just so you know, again, there's various information out there, so you could spend a lot of time trying to figure it out. I am kind of lazy. I know some of you know that. Maybe some people won't think I'm lazy, but oh my gosh, I do not want to spend that much time trying to figure that out. It just doesn't do anything for me. So I like to just say, okay, angels, what do I need to know about that? What's important about this? Because obviously there's a frequency there that is wanting to be addressed, wanting to be spoke to and speak from, if you will. So I just basically ask, what do we need to know? And the reason this is coming up for today is because, again, this is connected. People are connecting this portal to that. And there's a lot of fear of basically a cataclysmic ending. You know, many people feel that. And, again, this is a full spectrum. And then other people are, like we are today, in this celebration and understanding that there's a further preparation of the change in consciousness. A lot of people call this the age of Aquarius. Again, full spectrum of opinion and emotion. I mean, it's a hot topic, right? And very fun as well, depending on how you want to look at it. So what do we need to know? And again, you're here, you're with me, and I, because I do what I do, hanging out with the angels, I ask them, what do we need to know? And so for me, it helps me to get out of my ego and fall into that consciousness of fear and all that kind of stuff. I just sit and ask, and then I listen, and then I write. And so I believe we all can do this, and we can all go to these higher aspects of Source, that which we are. The same thing the sages and great teachers have always said is that we need to go in, and we need to take time to cultivate these gifts. And in those gifts, we can find our own answers. You know, it might be for some of you, you need to investigate that more. Maybe you need to go to some different readings or celebrations or whatever. Each of us is going to have some different interpretation. I can only give you what I was given for our show, and I'm going to give that exactly to you without interpretation. I hope I can hold my tongue and not add anything right now unless needed, but I'm going to give it to you word for word as it came to me. So basically I said, what do we need to know? More than angels actually came in to this energy of this answer, so I'm going to share that with you right now. You're always at choice to believe what you want despite scientific evidence or popular opinion. My gosh, we could just take that and make a show out of that whole thing. Oh, look at, I'm interpreting. Sorry, I can't help it. The mind calendar is nothing more than that, a calendar. Does it hold wisdom and frequencies? Yes, but only if it stirs you into your greatness. If it stirs fear in you, you are at liberty to question, what are you afraid of? Often, we, as an angelic presence, reside more strongly in your frequency at times where energetically you are tipping the scales in lower vibrations. We come to comfort, we come to bring peace and reassurance that all is really well. They're actually asking all of us right now to take a breath on that, to really breathe those words into our consciousness. All these words have a frequency and you can allow them to bathe over you. All right, let me continue. You knew this, you knew about this comfort, this peace before you came. We come as a promise, a loving promise to help you remember who you are. You are unable to remember who you are in a state of fear, as fear is the opposite of who you are. We offer you love, and from this constant bathing of our loving field, you are at liberty and free to open up to this vibration now, or tomorrow, or a month from now, or next year. Or should you resist the love and acceptance of who you are and what you are a part of, you will remember when you ascend from your bodies. Either way, to us, it is great news. We offer hope and excitement that your ascension, which is within you, can happen anytime. You can begin to slowly or at a more rapid speed wake up to this realization. No right or wrong, all of it perfect. Again, they're asking us to breathe. So I'm going to do that with you. Doesn't that feel like relief in a way hearing those words? I know some of you, it's definitely like you've needed to hear that, and that's good. Okay, we're going to continue. Some of you will stay in this vibration, and it will become your living vessel. Others will get sleepy and wake up and get sleepy and wake up. And each time you do, we are here because we're a part of you and you us. We will never abandon you, as it is not possible ever. You can delve as much or as little into the Mayan calendar. But more importantly to us is where is your vibration because of that investigation. That is what's important, and that is what tips the scales in moments and experiences that feel wonderful and more alive for you. This is what we want for you, as this brings us great pleasure. Worry not, as there is nothing to worry about. We know some of you needed to hear this, and so we deliver the good news. Better you should spend your time going in and cultivating your connection to love. as that is what you really are. And then the ending was the end. Sometimes they give me that. And then also, we love you. So just breathe that in for a moment. Whether you're new to angels, you're, you know, got bevy of angels you're connected to and know of, we are all are really connected to the angels. It's just a matter of, are you conscious and working with them? That's it. They're just love. They're beautiful love. Okay, so speaking of this beautiful love, after taking all that in, you know, how is this angelic realm that we're just speaking of and spoke to us supporting us in this amazing wave that we're all a part of? Because we've been actually riding this wave for quite some time, and a lot of cleaning out and processing of what's not working for us, and for many of us, relationships, jobs, health, all sorts of stuff has come up because there's been a major cleanse, if you will. So how are they helping us and helping us to shift? First of all, it's not just the angels that they're wanting us to know about that are here, but the vibration of angels as well as a lot of other light beings are here supporting us. They always have been, and again, like they were saying, they can come in bigger waves at different times, and we're going to be hearing more about that. An example is an archangel who revealed himself to me, an angel I did not know up until I didn't know in person, like consciously about, until this last spring. So he revealed to me that he's basically come back into this earth plane, and that sounds really strange, but you'll understand in a moment, come back into this earth plane to support the raising of the vibration to a higher frequency, what many of us are calling or feeling like a quickening. You know, we've all sensed this urgency, I think, and I know I have, and I know many of my friends and colleagues have, and it's this frequency, it's this calling home, a wake-up call again. I'm going to share more about that experience and who that angel is in a little bit. But this coming into or back into the earth plane really simply means that particular angel or ascended master, their unique expression, their unique frequency of source energy gets amplified or intensifies, if you will, at certain times. And they might have more of a, not a complete withdrawal, but they'll bring their vibration down a little bit, and then other times they'll bring it up. And so that's really what's going on. And so it can go from a subtle frequency awareness to, if you will, more electrifying. And so this particular individual, I'm going to call him, this archangel, actually came back into our frequency, if you will, amplified his energy in 1999. So many of us actually know this angel, just don't necessarily know him by name, and I'll be revealing that soon. So it's really wonderful because it really shows us that as we are wanting to expand our frequency and our energy, you know, the angels come in and support that and expand their own. So we're really doing this beautiful balance that is, to me, it's just so beautiful. So about this collective moving forward, you know, what do we want to know? What do the angels want us to know about this? And one of the things that they mentioned earlier, you know, we're going to ascend one way or another. Do you want to have that awareness of ascension now, or do you want to wait? And how much of that awareness would you like to have? They really speak to us from a place of that we were awake before we came, and we will reawaken when we transcend that human experience. But collectively, again, right now, is to ascend while staying in our bodies, to begin experiencing more of heaven on earth. From this place of ascension, we really can see more clearly. So we go beyond our physical eyes, and we act from a place of knowing there's more than what we can see, you know, more than what meets the eye. We really begin to live from that place. And I know I do. That's how I help my own personal life and collectively with my clients as well, and thus here. So it really helps us to understand our limitlessness. That's what's happening right now. As the angels support us in this reawakened state, we really become more loving because that's what we are. It's just a forgetting. We become more forgiving because we know on some level there's really nothing to forgive. We become more courageous. We become more confident. We become more powerful than we ever thought possible because, see, that's the difference. There's a thinking. What's possible? That's our brain, you know, that's our physical brain. And then there's something else. And we actually have the ability to transcend the thinking of our egoic brain that has more limitations to it. And we shift to a higher vibration that really lives in the knowing of our heart, truly our heart space. The angels call that the soul brain. They've been saying that for a while, and we're reintroducing it here, so it's new to you. Our heart, that space of consciousness, is our soul brain. That's the place in which we begin to live from and live a healthier, a better life, really, while we're on the planet, hanging out. So the question really for all of us is, you know, are we willing to continue our reawakening? See, I know that if you're listening to this, you've already woke up. At some level, you're awake, right? So you're going to go back to sleep? Are you going to nap? Are you going to go, yeah, I'm in. And it's an intention thing. It really is. And so if you're really willing to reawaken to who and what you really are and what you're truly capable of, I have some groovy news for you. And if that answer is yes, then I also want to lovingly challenge you. What are you doing daily? Or what are you willing to do daily to support your unique spiritual journey? Because, see, it is your unique spiritual journey. Collectively, we're waking up, right? Collectively, we're coming to this oneness consciousness. But each of us has the capability of doing that in such an infinite possibility of ways, right? There's so many different spiritual tools and ways and aspects out there. It can come in any way, shape, or form. And that's really great. So what can you do? If you're saying yes, if you want something more, if you don't necessarily have something that you're doing daily, that's why we're here. And that's why this day is so delicious for me. So what can you do to collectively help raise this consciousness? Because if you're here, you know, that's your calling too. I believe that you're all light workers, each and every one of you doing this in your own way, some professionally, wink, wink, right? And then others not so professionally. So how I would say that is I'm doing it professionally. I'm sitting here saying I'm speaking angel. But someone out there might drive trucks. They're still a light worker. They're here to spread the light. And all of you, each and every one of you, is definitely a light worker, right? So how awake are you to that calling? Anyways, the cool thing is if you don't have something you're doing daily or if you want to increase your vibration, excel that rate, if you will, you need to have a listening or a meditative practice. And I have to tell you, years ago, oh my God, I would have been like a little kid about eating some certain vegetables when you said meditative practice to me. I didn't understand it. I didn't really get it. I thought it should look a particular way. And I just couldn't do the meditative practices that most people were doing. It didn't work for me. I wasn't there. I wasn't ready. And it just didn't hold a certain resonance for me. So the truth is that you cannot, I cannot, none of us can reach the full potential of who we are and what we're here to do without having that practice. That's what I truly believe. I know that each and every person that comes to me who is stuck, who's overwhelmed, who's in pain, who feels lonely, whatever their thing is, their ache is, most of the time, pretty close in the 90s as percentages, they don't have a daily spiritual practice. They don't. And so, okay, so maybe you don't do something every day. Are you doing it the majority of the time? Boy, that's going to make a huge difference, right? So, again, you can't reach your potential all on your own. You were never meant to. Again, that's what the whole collective consciousness is about. We're all in this together. We're all, if you will, related to each other. We're all part of the whole. So all great teachers have taught this. You need that meditation or that spiritual practice, right? I know it seems hard for some of you. I know it seems challenging for some of you. But what if it wasn't? What if all you needed to do was just say, I'm going to take this time during the day. Generally, morning would be best before you start your day, because then you're going to get so many more insights and information that's actually going to make the rest of your day easier. So if that's something that you're interested in, man, I have something for you. I do. It's really exciting. But I want to back it up a little bit, because I did speak to you about this beautiful angel, right? So this angel pops into me, my frequency, after a year-ish. So 2010 was a year that I devoted a lot of resources, financial, energetic, time, the whole enchilada, to learn a lot more about how to be out there in the world with my business, how could I share my message in a bigger way? Because in 2009, I actually had a lot of visions of where I was heading. So already working with the angels for quite some time and seeing these visions and, like most of you, going, all right, that looks good. Oops, that looks scary. How am I going to get from where I am to there? How am I going to get from where I am to where I want to be? And so through a lot of beautiful synchronicities and answered prayers and offerings, I was able to hook up with many wonderful teachers who supported my journey in what I call, you know, more the muggle world, the, you know, how to market yourself, all that kind of stuff. So it was a lot of intense, very grounded information. And when I came out of 2010, what I realized was, and had this knowing that 2011 was going to be a whole different experience for me, that I was now going to counterbalance even more so what had just come in and open up in a higher way spiritually. It was a knowing. I had no idea what that was going to look like, what I was going to do. And I was actually called to work, and what I say called, I had inspiration, I had guidance to actually work here in Boulder at a place called Sound Health. And in their beautiful modalities for, to me, what I call raising vibration, bringing relief, bringing stress relief, have a whole bunch of beautiful, amazing things. I had this moment. I had several moments, but then I had this huge, expansive moment where I was not in my body, and I've had these before, but this was even bigger, and I just knew. I knew the idea of oneness. I knew enough about the collective consciousness. I knew that we were all part of each other. It was this love fest. I was just in this state of pure, pure love. Just pure. And in that moment, not much different from when I was really sick. And, you know, I'm clairaudient, so I actually hear spirit very clearly. But I heard a voice that said, oneness becomes you. And I was like, wow. Great. And then I'm not sure how long, to be honest with you, it might have been a couple weeks. Another time, I'm in this state and just in this love fest and just feeling into the connection of all of it. Again, I hear oneness becomes you. And instantly, I know that this angel is saying, I'm an archangel. He's speaking his name. The letters are all going crazy and I'm trying to like formulate them. And he basically says to me, my name is Archangel Ardekiel. And for those of you, it's spelled A-R-D-E-K-I-E-L. His name literally means angel of choice or God's choice. And being that for some of you, he's being introduced to you for the first time today, I would bet that most of you feel and know his energy, but now you have a name to put with it, all right? Archangel Ardekiel. So in this moment, a flash, he literally shows me this DNA helix. He shows me the word ascension. He shows me this gentleman that I don't know personally, but I know of, named Mark Watson. And he is with Angel Earth Music. And I know of him from my teacher, Doreen Virtue, who I worked with years ago, as he brought channeled music into her different programs. And I'm just sitting here going, okay, great. And then I'm seeing these sections. He's revealing to me very specific sections on these strands, if you will, of these DNA helixes. And he's basically saying to me, you need to ask Mark to channel for you my frequency and the intention of ascension, right, all the different frequencies, in 11 sections of music. And each section is to be 11 minutes long. It was so clear and concise. There was no mistaking it. It was beyond clear. Then he got, what I call him, bossy pants. He got, and I hope some of you are laughing because they don't care. They don't care. They don't care if we swear, to be honest with you. I mean, really. And he's so bossy, and I kind of like it because I'm kind of bossy. So in this moment, he says to me, you need to contact Mark today. And I'm going, oh, okay. And he also says to me, you need to trademark when this becomes you. I'm thinking, okay, so he's got marketing stuff down. That's great. So literally, I must say, I did not contact him that day, but I did the next morning. And from there, Mark and I formed an agreement because I was to own the music and be able to support you, my business, and the vibration of the world from this music. And so really it was to be my babies, right? And so we started this journey. We came to an agreement about what that would look like. And Mark actually tuned into that frequency. He did not know the angel. And so that was a bit different for him. And I'm hoping to have him on the show eventually so he could share what this has been for him. So literally, each piece, he has channeled the information. Some has come in over time. Some has come flying in and just birthed itself very quickly. And the only thing that he has done on my end is to send this beautiful piece of music to me. And we've labeled them from the moment they started, well, he did, Ardekiel 1, Ardekiel 2. So named, if you will, originally in their Ardekiel number, so how they came, 1 through 11. So then the beautiful thing that I got to do, my part, so that's his divine masculine coming in, and my divine feminine got to receive these beautiful pieces and then begin to work with them, begin to play them, to hear from them. They revealed their sacred geometry. I'll be saying more about this in this upcoming book I'm doing. They've revealed their names, which you're going to be able to see on this new website, and they've revealed the chakra in which they go to. And it has just been nothing more than miraculous. I have used this with my friends, my family, my clients, and those people who have made a choice, and it is a choice, to actually step into using this as part of their daily or almost daily spiritual practice. Their lives have shifted dramatically, as has my own. So it's been incredible. One of the easiest ways to work with this music I want to share with you today is to actually pick one or more pieces, but to work with one piece for the day, meaning you just sit and listen. I think the most powerful way is to gift yourself time. Because what we're doing in this, we're saying we're worth it. We're worth, you know, taking the time. So many of us say we don't have the time, we don't have the time. Well, guess what? Once you start taking the time for yourself, you're going to be amazed how much your calendar opens up and you actually have more time, because you're not spinning your wheels trying to do everything on your own. You're actually able to come from a place of pure divine guidance, where you're going to get your ideas, your inspirations, your problem solving, everything that you need is going to be coming in so much faster. And so taking time, which these are 11 minutes, the easiest way we've been working with this is to get up in the morning as soon as you can, put the music on, close your eyes, maybe light a candle, have some paper ready, and then once your experience has completed, just to write about it. Now, the cool thing with this is it doesn't have to look a certain way. People have been bringing problems to the music. They've been bringing physical pain to the music. They've just been sitting in, I'm just open to what's going to happen in the music. People have gotten divine information, so if you will, spiritual wisdom. They've gotten personal information that's helped to support and solve their problems. So much has come through, and you're also going to be able to see that on the site too, because we have these this section called 1111 Experiences, where people have already been working with this music. So it's new today to the world, if you will, being birthed, but we've been actually working with it for quite a few months now. And it is just stunning. It's amazing. It's really exciting. And since we have time today, I really want to not necessarily go so much more into what you need to know about this angel, but I'd really like you today, fingers crossed, angels supporting us. I've downloaded a section. Couldn't get the whole section of 11 minutes here for an audio clip here, but I have downloaded some minutes of this music, and I want to share it with you today. And you can bring whatever intention you want. So as long as you're not driving, right? If you're driving, you got to do something, just leave it on, because the beauty of it is it's going to raise your vibration no matter what. It's intended, it's embedded in this music to raise your vibration. So on top of just doing the listening practice, many people are just playing it throughout the day, playing it in their cars. So unless you have the intention to go to sleep, this meditative music is not going to do that, again, but unless you have the intention. So for those of you who can safely close your eyes, who would like to join us together, I'm going to hit this beautiful button in a moment. And I'd like to intend for you to to open up in a bigger way, a more expansive way than you've ever thought possible. And I'd like you to tap into your heart space and just say a sacred yes. And the sacred yes means, I don't need to know what's coming. I don't need to know how it's all going to work out. I'm just going to open up to the divine presence that's here, and I'm just going to see what happens. There's going to be a full spectrum of what happens out there with you. And what I want to say is, this music isn't made for just playing one time. Can you have an amazing experience in one session? I'm here to tell you, absolutely. And you may not feel like you got anything. Both are okay. Doesn't matter. Keep playing it. There's usually an accumulation that happens where each session, even though you're listening to the exact same piece of music, will shift and change because your vibration is shifting and changing from the very first time you use it. So I'd love to intend, if you'd like to join me, for this to be an activation of your soul, an activation of your spirit to awaken bigger, to come more into this collective consciousness, and to be able to open the floodgates for what you're here uniquely to express. All right? So I'm literally, we have enough time. I'm so excited. You know, you never know when you start yammering here how it's all going to work out. And I just trusted that we're going to be in the flow. So I'm super excited that I'm going to be able to share this with you. We're actually going to listen for 8 hours. So can I believe I just said that? 8 hours. I'm laughing here. 8 minutes. And there's a significance to the eight, which is fabulous. This first one is actually the first channeled piece that came in. It was originally titled Ardikiel 1. However, it revealed to me that its name is Infinity. So how appropriate to open up today to the expansiveness of who we really are. So my prayer, sit back, close your eyes. And should you choose after the show or straight away if you have some sort of amazing, wonderful epiphany to write something down, by all means, go ahead. I'll be talking a little bit more and perhaps even bringing someone in and sharing again where you're going to be able to get this information. So here we go. Let's see. Joining that musical meditation for your ascension. That particular piece is 11 minutes and maybe a couple seconds long. So the entire experience, obviously there's more to that, but just wanted you to have a taste and a feel and really use that as an activation. That would be the best word for that, is to activate you to a higher state of vibration, which is really, really fabulous. I'm so excited about that. So I think this is a beautiful time, although he may not be listening, just to energetically put out into the world. I know I've been thanking him all along the way, but Mark Watson, my heart just extends out to this man and his music, his ability to channel music. When his presence came to me via the Archangel Ardikiel, he also showed me a time when I was doing some advanced training, and Mark actually came in to me to channel a very specific piece for all of us in this divine meditation, and he ended up doing some different frequencies that evening that the next day seemed to even surprise him. And why the angel was really trying to show me that was because Mark was willing to be open and to be this open vessel to get out of his way and channel what needed to be channeled. And for him to take on this project, it was a big project. It was huge. That's the word he used. That's the word I use. And collectively, this is just the beginning of what's possible with this project. And so I really want to thank and send my love all the way to Kona, where Mark resides, and just such a beautiful, big hug, kiss, smooch to this man who I'm so grateful who collaborated with me, and then also everyone else that supported me on this beautiful journey thus far to bring this, all of my family, my friends, my clients who have worked with this beautiful music, to give me concrete confirmation that we're on to something really big here, and that's super exciting. I'm hoping to bring one person on who's actually shared some of this music. But before I do, I want to let you know where you can find this music and some more information. And I'm just seeing this site as it feels alive to me. It feels more alive to me than even my Angels and Prosperity site, where we're going to be putting more information up and more ways in which you can work with the music. You can actually find that at Oneness Becomes You. So it's www.onenessbecomesyou.com. So you can go there anytime. And I want to let you know that each piece was completely geared also so that I know many of you out there who have contacted me, maybe you weren't ready to work, maybe you didn't have the finances to actually work with me. This is a way that indirectly you're working with me, you're working with Mark, you're working with this Archangel Ardekiel in a way that's going to be so affordable. And what they're wanting me to tell you right now is don't dismiss the ridiculously amazing investment for each piece as thinking it's not really a big deal. Don't dismiss that sitting and listening to music is not going to change your life. It will. And I'm just so excited that really anyone, really in general, from all walks of life is going to be able to afford to be able to utilize this music to bring them maybe into more of a consciousness, to bring more wealth into their life, more health, more financial freedom for sure, the romantic, it doesn't matter what it is, it will support your journey. And that to me is Source's promise. It's God's promise. So anyways, each piece individually, if you choose that way, is $11.11. How perfect is that for today? Very guided. And then the collection of 11, should you choose that, has a little offering off of it. It's actually $111.11. So either way you want to do that is completely, you know, up to you. You can intuitively choose a piece. You can start with infinity like we just did and continue with that. Highly recommend using a 30-day protocol to at least start and get you shifted and changed. And what I want to say is there's a piece, a button on there called an angelic recipe. And really what that is again, a very reasonable way, very inexpensive way to indirectly but directly work with me, where should you choose that service of angelic recipe, what I will do for you is I will, with Ardekiel, choose for you the perfect protocol for you, meaning is it one piece, is it two pieces, is it three, how many days would you be listening to each, in what direction, all of that. That is something that we will be doing for you with that service. Then you can actually go back to that landing page and select those as you feel comfortable with. So that's super exciting. That was super channeled and guided. All the pricing, if you will, everything's been so perfectly guided. And so I am thrilled that you've come today, and I want to actually invite a special person on just to share briefly, and she's going to know we don't have a lot of time, but I'm going to say thank you to everyone, and I want you to hear what this woman's had to say, because she's been a resistant gal and she's never really been able to have a spiritual practice. And I think that's really important. So I'm actually going to bring her on. And again, that site is onenessbecomesyou.com. I'm going to be posting that on my Facebook, on Twitter, and we'll eventually get it up on my Angels and Prosperity too. So let's see if we can bring, oh la la, we have like a little hold button. We'll see if this is divine or not. That's so fascinating. Okay, here we go. So I'm bringing Diana on, and I want to know, Diana, can you hear me?
I can.
Okay, super. We have a little static on your end, so hopefully that will go away. We'll ask the angels to support that. So Diana, and I will share with everyone, is it okay if I reveal who you are?
Sure.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. You have a terrible line. It sounds like you're a robot. Very interesting. Can you speak again?
Does that help?
No, not at all. That's so fascinating. You sound like, Oh, there you are. Talk again.
Okay, is that better?
It's a lot better. Okay, whatever you're doing right now, stay with that. Stay with me, folks. So in a nutshell, I'm just going to go with intuitively guided questions. How easy has this been for you to incorporate as a spiritual practice?
You were right. I have been very resistant to do these things. I've tried them before, and this is so easy. I really at first thought, oh, this isn't going to be effective. There's nothing going on here. And that has been really further from the truth. It's been very easy for me to do.
That's awesome. Right there, whatever you're doing right there, I'm hoping that it's just your placement of where you are. It's so funny because this is kind of making me laugh because it sounds like, you know, when you're watching on a program where they're trying to hide the source of, you know, of who the person is, maybe. It's got that kind of frequency. So when you listen later, you can laugh with me. But, okay, so very easy is what I'm hearing. And what has been the most surprising thing that you've discovered about yourself as you've been working with the music?
I think the most surprising thing to me is that I've been able to access my parts of myself that I had shut away, if you will, and bring those parts to the forefront and realize that I had been closing off a part of myself that was actually affecting me physically.
Yeah. Sure.
And it had to do with being afraid of love on a certain level and really opening myself up to love.
Aw, that's going to make me cry. Okay, so now hopefully the energy can turn off your secret agent voice. But everyone, that's actually my mom. And those of you who know my mom, she's just a great individual. But she, boy, has been so resistant. But I'm sure she's been resistant just so I can shine brighter. And she's actually helped me on my journey so much. But this has been a big deal. If you knew my mom, you know how intuitive and wonderful she is. But at the same time, she was really struggling and has been struggling physically and in different areas of her life. And this has been a dramatic change for her. So I just want to thank you, Mom, for popping on. I really appreciate it. I knew that it would be perfect for you coming on. I'm cracking up at that voice. It's a riot. You'll have to listen to it later. So thanks, Mom.
Okay.
I really love you very much. Okay. So with our last few seconds here, what I will say, and I could have gone on with obviously a chat with my mom, but that was the strangest noise that was coming through. You just got to go with the flow. But anyways, have an amazing day. Thank you so much for sharing this day of even higher vibration and higher activation. My prayer is that you go and pick a piece of music for yourself. And I'd love to hear from some of you once you've experienced this music, perhaps for 7 days or 14 days or something like that. I would love to hear if you want to share on the 1111 experiences on onenessbecomesyou.com. Would love to put your feedback, your testimonials on there. So enjoy. I love you. Blessings to you on this 1111 day. And go do something wonderful for yourself. Bye-bye, everyone.